Every summer our youth group does a mission trip. Last 2 years we've stayed home because there's plenty to do in Memphis. People come from all over the country to do mission work in our town. And there's lots to be done here, and we wanted to be a part of that. So I've asked some of our students who were at the mission trip to kind of just come up and say a few words. Asher is supposed to be in the nursery serving right now, so I'm going to let him go first. And so come on up here, Asher.
Okay, so we did a Bible club over at Jackson Park on Jackson Avenue, and we had four different stations. And so Grayson, Josh, and I were at the Bible story. And so the kids would come and we would teach them a Bible lesson. And so the entire week we were talking about Moses, starting off with him as a baby and ending with him leading them out of Egypt. And so it was really cool because even though some of the kids didn't really care, most of them were really excited to learn about God, and most of them knew a lot. We skipped the part where he runs away after he kills the guy, but this one kid knew all about him seeing the burning bush and God talking to him, and that was really neat. And one day, we were talking about God providing them with food, and so Josh is telling them about how he made manna fall from the sky, and this one kid goes, "Oh my gosh!" And it was pretty great. So it was really cool being able to teach all of them about God and seeing it make an impact on all of their lives.
And he goes to serve. Our high schoolers do a great job of teaching and serving in all the different age groups. Naomi took the time to write this, but she's a little bit too shy to come up here, so I'm going to read it for her. Naomi is Asher's sister. I believe that there was possibly no one who was on our mission trip who wasn't impacted by these children. They always came with smiles and hugs, and they always brought a smile to your face. It was a wonderful thing to witness these kids who had very little to be so joyful just to come to Bible club. Yes, we could have helped more, but we went out of our way to help them. We put ourselves in a situation where we knew we'd be able to help at least a little bit. We did this because this is who we are. I love that line. We did this because this is who we are. This is our identity in Christ. And we wanted to bring glory to God. I hope we showed the kids Jesus with our actions and with our voices. Thank you, Naomi. And we're going to have Jacob and then Corbin, and then we're going to watch a little video of our mission trip, and then Ken Pulley will come up.
Hey, everybody. A week ago, we went to this great mission trip. We traveled so far, and we were used by God in the best ways possible. We were changed so much, and there were so many life-endangering situations, and God, Jesus, blah, blah, blah.
You're not supposed to talk about life-endangering situations.
If you couldn't tell, I was being sort of sarcastic in a few things. This week really did impact me in a different way than most mission trips have for me. It really, and I can say this literally, hit close to home, it being like 5 or 10 minutes away from my house. Every day we would wake up, eat breakfast, do a little sermon with the guy who was in charge, Tim, yeah, great guy. He's been working this ministry for like 25 years. And it's right here in Memphis on Jackson Avenue is where we were stationed. Every morning we would go out and we had assigned routes where different people, we'd split up and go collect kids from all these bad neighborhoods and march them all back to this one place where we would do this Bible club every day. And there were just things that we saw that were different. Okay, I mean, like, all of us know Memphis. All of us have seen some bad things around, but we don't really ever do anything about it. I mean, this really was a good chance for us, our youth group, to finally get a hands-on experience in helping in one of the rougher areas of Memphis. And I thought it was just a great experience for that. We really got to bond with some of the kids. Three boys especially for me all had three things in common. The first two things that they all had two things in common. The first two things that they all told me were their names and the question, "I can ride on your neck." They just loved riding on your neck. So we would carry kids back and forth from this park every day on your neck. But yeah, I really hope that everybody who didn't get to go can find ways to help and love and serve in Memphis like we got to this past week. And I hope that the ones who did go can continue leading on everybody else.
Okay, so I'm going to start with a little story. One of the kids in our group, and there was part of the group of kids that we had, he was 2 years old. His name was Hunter. And usually when you're 2 years old and you play Duck, Duck, Goose, you want to be it. And every day we played Duck, Duck, Goose with the two-year-olds, he was trying to go around being it in Duck, Duck, Goose. Our last day there, I was like, "Hunter, you're going to be it in Duck, Duck, Goose today." He looks at me and he says, "I don't want to be it." I was like, "Okay, so we'll let somebody else be it." They tag Hunter. It was Jacob. Jacob's it. He tags Hunter. Hunter, being two, gets up, holds up a finger to Jacob, puts his shoes on, and then decides he doesn't want to chase Jacob and sits back down, leaving Jacob to wonder what to do. But anyway, he was one of my favorites. But it was just, to me, it was really good that we got to minister to kids that were 2 years old who probably didn't have a really good influence in their life. And we got to help them come closer to God and teach them about Moses and Moses all week. But it was just a really good experience, and we really enjoyed it.
Aaliyah's trying to hide, but she's going to come up here next. And then Ken.
Hello. How are y'all? Oh, look. That's still a little. Okay. There. Hi. Okay. So, to start off, I'm going to be honest with y'all. At the beginning, towards, like, I don't know, Saturday before we started going, well, we went to Mission 901, I did not want to go. I just wanted to stay home, be lazy, watch Netflix, just, be, you know, be alone. And so, but I'm really glad that I did go because a lot of good things happened and it had a lot of fun and we got to teach these kids about Jesus. My absolutely favorite part about Missions 901 was going out to the park and p- picking up trash around the neighborhoods and in that park area. Yeah. It was actually on our Bible site. And one of the kids, Maricus, tripped and fell earlier that day. It was earlier that day, right? No, yeah. And he cut his hand on his, or cut his palm with a piece of glass, I think. It was a piece of glass, yeah. And so we actually got to pick up glass, and it just made me feel happy that we can clean up this area for them so it would be safe and they don't get hurt. And I don't know, it's just somewhere they can go besides the streets. And so, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Honestly, expected Leah to talk more than that. I was blessed with the opportunity to go on this trip. I've been convicted through several things that I really need to replug spiritually. And I would say we learned a lot on this trip, a lot of what not to do, a lot of opportunities of things we could have done better. But several things that stand out to me are our teens are no longer kids and no longer act like kids. And to see the work that they willingly did, there was no complaining. It was a very spirit-filled moment. And we were on a mission trip with a lot of other churches who were very, very spiritually on task. This was not a play trip. And it was fantastic for that regard. There were, however, counselors there, or interns there, who were not averse to doing anything to entertain kids. And it was, there was a lot of entertaining moments that went on there, and it was really fantastic. But the things that stood out to me were the offense that I felt, that people were coming in here to save our lousy community. And I thought, this is my home, and I love this city. I was born and raised here. And I love this city. And it's offensive to me that this is a mission ground while I live here every week. You know, what impact am I making on this neighborhood or this world around me? And so I appreciate, I love Barry Fowler for taking us on missional trips. We don't go on play trips. Which is honestly what I grew up with. Mission 901 or Street Reach is a very powerful thing. It is not a mission of we go to a facility and bring the kids in and to this inoculated little environment. Every day you go out into the neighborhood and you collect kids, and the street ministries were in the neighborhoods. One group saw a shooting. They closed that site down, of course. A lot of domestic violence. But we were in the neighborhood the whole time. Every activity was in the neighborhood. Whether going out and doing the Bible time, and then every afternoon there was service activities. Now, granted, we cleaned the building one day, but by far and large, the activities were going out back into the neighborhood, which was glorious. Tim Cox was the man in charge, and he was a gifted speaker, and he could really motivate you with the stories of people that he's known around there. But what stuck out to me, one the biggest of all, was the last day Barry and I, and I think it's just Barry and I, we were in for his final presentation. And basically this place is a school. They're up to 10th grade now. And basically what they'll do is capture 10 kids per year in the worst of the worst environments out there. No one is living in a nice environment. But the kids that are chosen for each class are in the worst of the worst environments. A lot of domestic abuse, dysfunction that we rarely deal with out here. But the thing that stuck to me most was Tim was talking to us, and he said at first they had a big sponsor that was helping them out and paying most of their bills, and the sponsor ran out. But basically the line that was used to them was, this is not worth investing in. It was worded better than that, I grant you that. But basically, the message given to Tim was, there's not enough return on our investment to invest missionally here. And that was just gut-wrenching to me, that even among our fellowship, we can see communities that are worth throwing away. And that was hurtful to me. And I was so grateful that we could go serve at home in a place that, you know, most people are willing to throw away. And I just lift our kids up for loving on these kids, letting them ride on their neck. And that's what they said. I want to ride on your neck. And sitting in the dirt, hot, and just really, really serving. It was a wonderful trip, and I just want to lift our kids up for the work that they did.
John here has been our intern for the youth group for the summer, He's the oldest intern I've ever had. Usually they're like freshmen or sophomores in college. John's 30. So I've said this multiple times. For the first time, this is the first time I've had an intern at Cordova Church for the youth group. This is the first summer I've never had to say, "What were you thinking?" Because John thinks, right? I've asked him just to share a few thoughts, not just about our mission trip, but about his other experiences this summer.
Man, I was listening to our young people talk, and I was having a hard time keeping it together, so you guys might be in for a show right now. I don't know what to do, really. Barry asked me to just kind of share my experiences. I don't know what to do besides just brag on our young people. Ellie and I have kind of had experiences this summer just with job interviews, visiting other churches and other youth groups. And a lot of the questions that the parents ask about the direction of their youth group, how are we going to get these kids involved? How are we going to get them to, you know, be a part of communities and serving? How, you know, what kind of things are we going to get them to do? How can we, you know, they're really anxious, and that's because they don't have kids like we have here. I know a lot of that has to do with the parents and the staff and the leadership here, but I've been blown away this summer. Everything I did this summer was my first time doing it. So we did Memphis Work Camp was the first event, then Sycamore Views Camp was the second thing, and then ended with Street Reach. But it was my first time for all of these things, so the kids were the experts. And a lot of my time was spent observing and finding out where I could help Barry and just kind of help with work camp, and I was kind of the new kid at a lot of things. You find out really quickly that our youth don't need a lot. They don't need a lot of anything. You give them something to do, you give them the kind of broad outlines, and they do it. And there's not a lot of complaining. A lot of times there was more complaining in my own inner dialogue than I ever heard from the kids. And it's really amazing. I mean, I have a lot of respect for all of you guys in the youth group. I think that the mission trip was a great way to end sort of the big events for the summer, because that was really where everything was put on display. And I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but the kids didn't, I don't think, really did a good job of explaining this mission field that we were in. The conditions in these apartment complexes, the first day I went there, I missed the orientation, so I don't know how much they were prepared for this, but I really wasn't prepared for the environment that we were in. And I did work, you know, up in Raleigh with Jim up there. Some of y'all know him. And I've been in apartment complexes that are, you know, less than what we would picture ourselves living in. But the first day there, it was me and Asher and Naomi were sent to right across the street from the park, or not even across the street, but right across the park to an apartment complex. The first thing that I noticed about as soon as you pull into the parking lot for the Family Dollar, which is right on the corner of the park, there's a little village, not really village, but a few shelters that homeless people use. And there's a smell of trash. I mean, it was hot that week, too. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but you have a little little storm drainage thing that's going right beside the park, and it's got stuff all in it, and it's just, it just pervades everywhere, the smell. And this is a public park. The other thing you notice is the glass. There's glass everywhere. This is a park where kids are playing, and there are broken bottles everywhere. I think Aaliyah mentioned a kid fell, and he just fell on the ground, but there's glass everywhere, and it cut his hand open. And when I crossed that park the first day with Naomi and with Asher, we were told, get kids. Go to the neighborhood and get kids. When you see kids, when you see parents, say, hey, do you have any kids? We're doing Bible club down in the park. We had a map, and we kind of, somebody had drawn a map and had houses where the kids were. But that apartment complex is probably one of the worst places that I've ever witnessed as an adult. You know, every third apartment's boarded up. There were a lot of Hispanic families, and I was nervous. I don't know if Naomi and Asher were nervous. They certainly didn't balk at this opportunity. And in fact, after the first day, they went there by themselves, and they'd go to this apartment complex and go down the street. You don't see that. I mean, you don't see that every day. You don't see that in most youth groups. Most youth groups are asking the question, how do we get involved? We don't even know how to serve. The rest of the week, I was with Jacob and Ethan, and we would walk probably, you know, 4 or 5 blocks down to another apartment complex. And man, by the second day, they had it down. They had their system down. The kids knew that they were coming. They knew the apartments. This is a big apartment complex. We split it in half with another team. And they knew the apartments to go to, and they were up there. They were knocking on doors. They were getting the kids. They were talking to parents. It's not normal to see two white kids walking around these apartment complexes. That's not normal. And that just really, I think, sums up to me the work that's going on here. It was really, it was an honor. And I mean that with the full weight of that word. Because I was able to really participate in the ministry of Jesus. Because of you guys. And that's powerful. I've been in church all my life. I've seen a lot of great things. Know a lot of great people. But there are points where I really feel that the Spirit is working, and we get a glimpse of who we are, of who we really are. And watching our kids work with those little kids with such boldness and such strength and so many things that even I wish that I had now, it's amazing. And I know that everybody here, part of this family at Cordova, has a part in that. Every single one of you has a part in that. And man, you know, we uh, we're going to miss you guys so much when we're gone. I thought about, I just came across this verse this morning in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul's talking about specifically his ministry and the other disciples who are ministering with him. And he's explaining how he sees this. And this is the way that he describes his ministry. He says, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death, to the other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ." And I really feel like that's what our youth group is doing. They are really that aroma to God. They are not just telling and saying and thinking, but they're really doing. And there's no way to interpret these really bizarre actions of kids going out into apartment complexes off Jackson Avenue than Jesus. It's been great for me to be a part of that. And I don't know. I mean, I can't think of one thing that needs to be different than these kids in these kids. All summer, it was great. Consistently, every week, every day. I felt like I had more bad days than the kids did. So, anyway, thank you.
Ellie, you want to come up here? Is James with you? Okay, come on. Well, this is... are y'all here next Sunday? All right. Ellie and James and John will be here next Sunday. That'll be their last Sunday. They've accepted a job in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the youth ministry. And so we want to... this is the last thing we're going to do today. We'll end with this. We want to just surround them and bless them. There's a card somewhere floating around that we're asking everybody to sign. There it is. So if you haven't signed it yet, Lucy, you're now in charge of the card. Just let people sign it. Here's a gift we want to give you. It's a $100 gift card to Lifeway because we know you're starting a new ministry and you can use that. And there's also $100 in cash in here because you're poor and you need this too. So... So I'm going to invite you to come up and surround them. And as you come, I want you to watch the screen because this is probably the most valuable lesson that John has learned from me, his mentor, this summer. So come on up.
The Cordova Dance Crew, a.k.a. Fowler Quickly Fading. Give it up for them.
All right. Let's gather in close. Come on in. Lay hands on this beautiful couple. I like to give my gifts to other people, so. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for how good you are to us. You are treat us much better than what we deserve. We are truly a blessed group of people to have each other, brothers and sisters, who love you and love each other and are willing to lay down our lives for you and for each other. Thank you for John and Ellie and James and what they mean to us. And we ask you, Lord, to go before them, to prepare the way, to make their paths level and their paths straight. Help them to always put you first in their marriage and in their ministry. We pray, Lord, great blessings on the new youth ministry that John's going to, that you will empower him to lead like Jesus. We have an unbreakable bond here, God, with these folks. No matter if they're right here in this circle or whether they're 12 hours away, an unbreakable bond as brothers and sisters. Thank you again, Lord, and may your blessings go with them. We pray this in our blessed Savior's name, Jesus. Amen.